Conference Story Index. The following list of selected experiences related during General Conference can be used in personal study, family home evening, and other teaching. Speaker, Elder Neil L. Anderson. Story, A Laurel Stands Up for Traditional Marriage Despite Being Ridiculed and Called Names. From Spiritual Whirlwinds, from the Saturday Morning Session. Speaker, M. Russell Ballard. M. Russell Ballard follows up with Barbara Bowen, whom he meets at a college dance, begins dating, and eventually marries. An 8-year-old boy invites his friend and his friend's family to a ward-open house in Buenos Aires. From Following Up, from the Sunday Morning Session. Speaker, David A. Bednar. A truck gains traction in the snow after it is filled with a heavy load of firewood. From Bear Up Their Burdens with Ease, from the Sunday Morning Session. Linda K. Burton. A young woman in the Philippines stays true to her covenants. A Japanese sister visiting Korea teaches the missionaries. From Wanted Hands and Hearts to Hasten the Work, from the General Women's Meeting. Speaker Quentin L. Cook. Valette Kimball writes her husband about the glorious doctrine of baptism for the dead, as revealed by Joseph Smith. From Roots and Branches, from the Saturday Afternoon Session. Speaker Henry B. Eyring. Heinrich Eyring immigrates to America, joins the church, serves three faithful missions, and leaves his family a heritage of hope. From A Priceless Heritage of Hope, from the Saturday Morning Session. Henry Eyring is shaped by boyhood heroes. His father, his Aaronic priesthood leader, a U.S. Marine, and baseball player, Joe DiMaggio. From The Priesthood Man, from the Priesthood Session. 40 years after being called to teach Kathy Johnson, future wife of Henry B. Eyring, Ruby Haight still showed love and concern for her. From Daughters in the Covenant, from the General Women's Meeting. Speaker, Donald L. Hallstrom. Despite physical limitations, a faithful man in India serves a mission and prepares with his family to be sealed in the Hong Kong China Temple. From What Manner of Men, from the Priesthood Session. Speaker, Jeffrey R. Holland. Two sister missionaries walk away without saying anything to a man who swears at them, throws food at them, and tries to hit one of them. From The Cost and Blessings of Discipleship, from the Saturday Morning Session. Speaker, Thomas S. Monson. An 18-year-old Navy seaman prays nightly despite jeers from others in his company. A young man bears testimony during sacrament meeting, but is seen later that day smoking a cigarette. From Be Strong and Have a Good Courage, from the Priesthood Session. Two women become lifelong friends after one helps the other learn her job as a seamstress in a clothing mill. Passengers on an airline flight do not complain when their plane is diverted to pick up an injured boy and fly him to the hospital. A woman regrets not allowing a neighbor to take a shortcut across her property. From Love, the Essence of the Gospel, from the Sunday Morning Session. Elder Russell M. Nelson. Russell M. Nelson's daughter Emily shows courage and faith as she is dying of cancer. From Let Your Faith Show, from the Saturday Afternoon Session. Speaker Bonnie L. Oscarson. A young girl learns the joy of serving others as she and her mother care for a woman with multiple sclerosis. An 81-year-old sister is called to share her wisdom, experience, and example as the ward's Miami-Dade advisor. From Sisterhood, Oh, How We Need Each Other, from the General Women's Meeting. Speaker, Boyd K. Packer. Boyd K. Packer receives a spiritual manifestation of the truthfulness of the gospel while praying in a bunker during World War II. From The Witness, Sunday Afternoon Session. Speaker, Ronald A. Rasband. A fifth-grade girl is caught in a tornado and is protected by angels. From The Joyful Burden of Discipleship, from the Saturday Morning Session. Speaker, Linda S. Reeves. Linda S. Reeves teaches her daughter how to obtain relief through the Savior's atonement after the daughter sees disturbing images on television. From Protection from Pornography, a Christ-Focused Home, from the Saturday Morning Session. Speaker, Randall L. Ridd. A young man decides to serve a mission rather than get married after he gains a glimpse of who he was in the premortal world. From the Choice Generation, from the Priesthood Session. Speaker, Richard G. Scott. The love and example of Richard G. Scott's grandmother and his future wife aid him in his spiritual progression. From I Have Given You an Example, from the Saturday Morning Session. Speaker, Jean A. Stevens. Jean A. Stevens is prompted to offer a ride to a young man who had missed the bus home from school. Members of the Gattrell family hold fast to the gospel after Brother Gattrell is diagnosed with an aggressive cancer. From Fear Not, I Am With Thee, from the Sunday Morning Session. Speaker, Gary E. Stevenson. LDS Olympian Noel Pikus Pace wins a silver medal in the skeleton competition after years of practice and preparation. LDS Olympian Tora Bright shows Christ-like love by hugging a nervous half-pipe competitor. From Your 4 Minutes, from the Sunday Morning Session. Speaker, Michael John Ute. A 73-year-old Filipino woman stays true to the gospel after an earthquake and a typhoon kill her family. From Where Your Treasure Is, from the Sunday Afternoon Session. Speaker William R. Walker, Robert and Maria Harris join the church and remain true and faithful to the gospel despite hardship and separation. From Live True to the Faith, from the Sunday Afternoon Session. Speaker Claudio D. Zivic. Claudio D. Zivic takes a wrong path by following another hiker. From Let's Not Take the Wrong Way, from the Saturday Afternoon Session. Speaker W. Craig Zwick. W. Craig Zwick and his wife show love for each other after she jumps with her infant son from the smoke-filled cab of their semi-truck. From What Are You Thinking? From the Saturday Afternoon Session. End of The Conference Story Index. Read by David Shaw.